This call is being recorded.
There will be a great move to the new technology, the replicators, and you will see that animals will love one another as well as humans. There will be a shift in all life. There will be a shift in all of life, and everyone will have respect for one another. Our animals here in Middle Earth, they do not kill one another for food. They do not disrespect one another. You can find that large tigers, saber-toothed cats, are in the pasture with unicorns here. You will see this in your world as well, on the surface. Okay? Thank you for that question. That was a great one.
I have a question about animal life as it exists today. Animals, there's many, many carnivores. So will they continue to eat each other to manage the ecology?
Everything will be in balance and perfect when we move into that fifth, the 5D experience. Everything will be exactly as it needs to be. And there will be no more carnivores. They will be a thing of your past. They will eat other items. Yes, we know you are in the 3D experience, but you are moving out of this. Dad, we feel that you have a question.
Oh, I was just wondering about, you know, the ability for all of us to visit and start learning from you, whether that would be helpful as being somewhat of an ambassador status for most of us here to start helping others who might not understand any of these things, to help them transition. And when everybody falls to the floor, as you just said, it might be helpful for some of us to be working with the Agarthans and start learning some of these things ahead of time so we're prepared and helping others through the transition. But I don't know if that's required or not, but it seems like it would be helpful.
Are you enjoying yourself today?
Absolutely.
That's great. Wonderful. So when you move into that 5D experience and you go through that event, the people will no longer have the same kinds of questions. You will not need to have a level of understanding. However, as we said, there are many Agarthans, many Middle Earthans that are on the planet now and are increasing their numbers on the planet. So you are going to be coming in contact. And some of these are going to be mentors. You may experience their mentorship as well. So when you are called into service and you help pick those people off the floor and dust them off, what you are going to experience is full love with them, connecting with them at the heart, and they will hear you. Again, you will be speaking in teaspoonful at a time, and then as that improves and it continues to expand, you will move into tablespoons and larger vehicles for getting them information. But everything is planned, and it is exactly according to plan that will occur. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Jermaine.
Yes?
I think he was talking about also that there would be a need to pick these people up off the floor if there were many of us called out to teach and mentor these people before that time. And my answer to him on that one is that a lot of us are already doing that. I mentor probably about 5 or 6 people a day that I tell about these things that are going to happen, and I only give them little teaspoons at a time. So I think that, am I right? Is that what you're talking about? If these people, if we were mentoring them, they wouldn't have a need to fall on the floor?
Well, I was using that as a hyperbole, actually.
Oh, okay. I know.
Not that they were going to be laying on the floor and you need to pick them up. Okay?
I know.
Okay. So the experience, we have always been very careful. When people are ready, they ask for information,
yes.
Then you give it. If this is before the event, then good for you. You've got someone that you can work with or more than someone. But if the after the event, that's when things open, and that's when those opportunities will really become available for all of you. Okay?
How does that occur without any physical faculties for most people to be able to even, I mean, part of the pituitary and pineal gland is required for telepathic communication, is it not?
Well, telepathic communication will be coming in a matter of months after these first changes start to happen. And then that will happen slowly and will be in a talent that you acquire. These things are all, they are beyond you in a little bit, because you think, how can that happen? How can someone who is wrapped up in killing, wrapped up in war, wrapped up in sports, wrapped up in all of these other diversions, and don't pay attention to what is in front of them, how can they come about? But I tell you that this galactic pulse that will change the face of the planet will be the effective tool that turns off those parts and turns on those parts that they need, and will be able to see them mature before your eyes. We know that all of you have been working on these things. All of you have been working on your development of your pituitary and your pineal glands, and working on the development of this, your energy centers, and working on all of this. But you know what? You don't have to work on it. You don't have to work on it. Everything is going to come at the right time. But with a light worker audience such as you, you have been on this path for a very long time. You have been together as a group for centuries. For centuries. And all of this that you are working on is coming back to you slowly. And you think, oh my gosh, is this ever going to change? Is this ever going to open for me? Is this ever going to be efficient for me? But I tell you, it is. You are so much farther ahead of the pack than the rest of the people who are behind you, trying to be involved with their lives and take care of what they are taking care of, and have no need for this present future. But don't worry about it. Everything is happening according to a divine plan. Okay?
And in that divine timing, is the event going to occur before the second sun arrives?
I'm not going to discuss when it is going to happen, because that is way too much for all of us. Things change as the Earth planet changes, and we are very pleased with the progression of the Earth. We are pleased with the progression of all of humanity. Everything is moving well. Those of you who look, as I said, to the alternative media, and you're looking for big things to happen and want to see that money come through, everything's where it's supposed to be, folks. Everything. The cabal is gone for the most part. They have lost all of their powers. And you are a stable being, one being, any cells, but one being in this planet. And you, as humanity, are standing at that bridge for this to occur, okay?
So why do we need to work on anything then?
Why?
If everything's going to happen in its own time, why even work on personal improvement or anything else? I mean, it sounds like it's going to happen regardless, right?
It is going to happen regardless. The benefit is that you, who are the light workers, will be helping those who do not go into this period with wide open eyes. You have wide open eyes. You know what types of things you will be utilizing and working with. And this is more than something to give you to do for the time. This is actually an opportunity for you, each one of you here, each one of your partners who is here with you, each of you, to come forward in great grace, remembering that you are gods and goddesses, that you have lived lives much greater than you are living now. You have lived lives on planets that have wonderful, wonderful sounds and smells and are at peace at all times. You come from wonderful planets that have a sense of sound about them at all times. You have come from all over the galaxy. And so you ask, why should we bother with this if it is going to happen no matter what? You could not pay attention to what is happening. But you came here to be a light worker. You came here to have your eyes open. You came here to make sure that you were leading the world on the path that was going to assist all in their ascension. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I wonder if this has any correlation to Earth 2.0, whether Earth 2.0, I've been told, has already been prepared as another planet, much more mild climate, no wild swains. Is that planet really to be used for Terran humans at this point? I mean, it seems like we're already ascending into 5D, so there really wouldn't be a need for another planet such as this or close to this for us, would there?
Not for us. Not for you. Not for you. Any of those in this part today, not for you. But there is another place. For those who have not agreed to the rules, have not decided that they wanted to follow exactly what you are going to be doing, they will be moved to another planet. But this is such a small percentage of those, and they will have no memory of this planet. They will be memories of other things that they have done, but no memories of those on this planet. So do not worry about that. You have a much grander experience in front of you, not only on this planet, but also others. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes.
Saint Germain, there was another channel who indicated that the mentors from inner or hollow Earth would be and are currently arriving on the surface to begin assisting us. There was a comment mentioned that hearing the doorbell on our house in the middle of the night was actually a communication from these mentors of their intention to connect with us and get an entry into our lives. And I have to be honest, I mean, my doorbell's ringing in the middle of the night, and increasingly so. And any feedback? Personal or
I also
lovely.
Said that today, that those of us from Hollow Earth, Middle Earth, are coming to the surface, as some of us as mentors.
Uh-huh.
Not all of us, but some of us. Your mentors are being transported to you previously as well as now. You've had your mentors with you in energy for quite a while. And in that energy, you have come to know them, and you will recognize them when you see them in your homes, in your doorsteps. The doorbell is a good indicator that there's someone there to see you. If it works for you, it works for you. We would say that galactics are going to be your mentors, that those from this planet, inside the planet, will be your mentors. There are so many who are called to the planet who will be mentors. Every person will have their own mentor. Is it your mentor sitting with you today as this partner who chose to be with you not only for this weekend, but also chooses to be with you through everything that you do. Everything that you do. Take a moment to look at this person who is with you, the being that is with you. Open your heart to them. What do you hear from them? They are so glad to be here with you today and to share in the moments of wonder and magnitude. So again, close that communication. We have more questions from this group.
The one who calls himself Cobra has spoken a great deal about the event. As a matter of fact, I think he may have been the first one that coined that term. For all of us. And everything that he has basically said all along has been coming true. Like when people say the reval is going to happen or Nassar is going to be announced or whatever, he's been the one that's been saying, no, the event will happen first or along with it at the same time. So he's recently come out and said that the Agarthans are opening the various entrances to Hollow Earth, and that he even asked for people that know of these entrances to get in touch with him. First of all, do you know what I'm speaking about here?
Yes, I do.
Can you comment on that any further then?
He has been very honest from his point of view and has told many truths in his work. And we have said today that Agartha is a point where many, many of the mentors and those of us who live here are coming to the surface. And we are also coming to the surface through other portals around the planet. We know very well where these are, so we do not need to have a list of where to go.
Right.
He is overstepping bounds a little bit by asking others to send them the names of places where they can expect to see the Agartha. He needs to hold back a little bit, for this is indeed happening. It is happening around the world, not just in Mount Shasta. And so we will give him a nod for the work that he does and say that in this particular circumstance, he is right about the mentors coming, but he does not need to know from where. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Do we have anyone on the phone that has a question?
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to extend my love and appreciation and gratitude for all the eons preparing.
Well, Mary Lou, thank you. Thank you. You know, for me, I live a life that is, let us say, a little roguish. There are times that I like to have my fun. I like my wine. I have liked my women. I have liked life. And I know that there has been so much that has gone wrong with life as the years have continued to roll forward. And so this, indeed, so many things have been planted. So many things have been perpetuated in silence so that no one knew what was going on until the last moment. We say this because we enjoy all of you so very much. So very much. And everything that you will experience will be a part of my life as well. Okay? Thank you.
And are you going to be incarnating again into humanity?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I have had my fun, madam. I have had my fun. I've enjoyed myself. But it is time to, I am also ascending with all of those who are in service to you or working on all of these. I am ascending as well. So I have new responsibilities to take over and to work on when this is complete. This is why this is the end of this and why we are excited to know that you are coming to your own very.
Would you say that the fifth dimension or ascension, I mean, is this the Christ consciousness that we're moving into, or is that even a higher vibration frequency?
It is not really the Christ consciousness specifically. That is embodied by many of those who are in the ascended masters and realm of being. However, you will have your hearts open and loving and sharing much more of that Christ consciousness experience than you have ever had before. The Christ consciousness grid that you visit in your groups each week to work from, to send love into this planet, to send love to one another and outward to the solar system, that is a place where you can exhibit that love now, and as you move in your frequency, you will feel your heart open completely. Okay? Yes.
Greetings, Masters Saint Germain. I wanted to greet you, number one. And number two, I wanted to ask you, what will happen to our soul after ascension? Do we merge with our higher selves? Or is our soul like, is it discontinued? What happens when ascension happens? Because I know, you know, the soul is here, but the higher self, the spirit is somewhere else. Thank you.
Thank you, Moses. Thank you for the question. What will happen? You will see all of those multiple lifelines come together into one person. We'll see all of those timelines come together into one person. You will see as your higher God self comes down to be one with that person. You will see that when you go into healing chambers, in other areas, either on the planet or in ships, when you go to your healing chamber, you are going to be able to dial in how much you want to weigh, what sex you want to be, what do you want to do with your life, what do you want to look like. Combining all of those factors in your life, you will have time to look at those, examine those, think about those before you make your decision about going into that healing chamber. So when you come out, you are that soul. You are that experience. You are all of those things wrapped into one. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, take your drink. Make sure you visit with your partner. partner have a question that they'd like to ask? Seems as though we have come to an end of questions.
Can you tell me who my partner is?
Pardon?
Can you tell me who my partner is?
I cannot do that. I am sorry for that.
And is
that is why we are giving you many, many experiences this weekend. One who serves and all of those who come through Susan. We're giving you the experience every day. To know who your partner is and to know what they mean to you and what they give you in your day-to-day life and what they hold for you for your future. Diane, I think you had a question.
Oh, how did you know that? Yes, I do. My twin flame is asking, we were separated once. Once we do ascension and we reach our higher realm, will we be separated again or will we be together eternally?
You will have very long lives when you come together. You may decide after 450 years you're tired of them. You may decide that you've come together for the time, you've come together and enjoyed one another, and it is time now to separate again and head off to new adventures.
Thank you.
Yes.
Will there be a mass wedding ceremony?
I love it.
You will see that the marriage concept is very different. The birth concept will be very different. Everything will be very different. The funeral concept will be very different. Marriage is something that binds people in this third dimension. It is something that keeps you together. Whether or not you want to be together, you want to share your specialness with someone else. When you move into the fifth dimension, you will see opportunities for sharing with others, for caring with others. You are going to share intimacy very differently. You are going to have babies. Yes, you will. But there will be work with many others. Will be work with those who you in your family and with your partner, as well as the whole village that you are operating within. This is a group opportunity to bring a new soul in, to share. So all of your experiences with life in the 3D, they are going 5-5. Okay?
And I'm wondering, once we finish our contract that we're working on now, do we ever have to come back to this planet, or can we continue exploring other planets?
You can do what you want.
Oh, good.
You can do what you want. You get to the other side, and you see things through new eyes. And you see the opportunities to have adventure on the other planets, in the skies, and in this planet as well. You will find yourselves, all of you, will find yourselves traveling through many different areas of this planet and all. You will find yourselves so pleased with what you're experiencing. Yes. Well, I hope that you have had a wonderful time with me today.
We have.
Wonderful time. Wonderful food, wonderful drinks, sitting on this wonderfully soft grass, watching others as they go by, watching the waters fall through the fountain. All of these things are yours. They are what you are experiencing right now. They are real. We are going to take you from this higher dimension that you're sharing with me, take you back to your white, golden light pillar in the middle of the park here. Have you all step into the circle as a group, including your partners, bring them with you. And you have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Enjoy this time, for it is preparing you. It is preparing you for your now, which you think of as your future. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you.